Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
First distinguished guest of honor here today, we say once again how proud we all are of him, how proud we are to be Americans when America can produce the type of Colonel Glenn, and we're delighted to honor him today and hope he will say a few words to so many thousands upon thousands of people here at City Hall. Colonel John Glenn.
John Glenn, he was the first American to orbit the Earth and the fifth person in space. Glenn was a combat aviator in the Marine Corps and one of the Mercury 7, who were the elite U.S. military test pilots selected by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Well, there's probably not a person out there who thinks they have the perfect body, and of course, let's face it, as we get older, probably we see a lot more imperfection. A little fat there, a little love handle here, a bulge there, then again, the question is it really worth it going under the knife to get rid of it? Well, today we continue our interview with Dr. Grant Stevens with Marina Plastic Surgery in Marina Del Rey, California. And he introduces us to what many consider to be one of the biggest breakthroughs in his specialty.
Patients want to be thin, and many of them don't want to have surgery. They don't want to have liposuction and other surgical body contouring, but they still want to be thin. And so we have a number of approaches that have been tried and used, but without a doubt, the most successful to date has been CoolSculpting.
Now, CoolSculpting, what does that mean?
CoolSculpting is the term that's used to describe something called cryolipolysis, which simply means removing fat by the exposure of cold. The company itself is Zeltiq, and the device is CoolSculpting. And it turns out fat is more sensitive to cold than the skin or the bone or the muscle or the nerves. And what we mean by that is if you subject fat to cold, it suffers an injury, and then the body turns on a natural mechanism called apoptosis, which is a controlled death of the fat cell. The way that we first realized this is, in fact, when children are put to sleep with popsicles in their mouth, and they take a nap with a popsicle in their mouth, over time they develop a midfacial fat atrophy, or a contour irregularity, a depression, if you will, of their midface. It was this fact that was noted by some pediatricians and written about, along with the fact that women who ride long-distance horseback riding in the snow develop a very characteristic change in their and contour of the fat of their lateral hips. And these two facts taken together promoted and stimulated the research into cryolipolysis.
That's just fascinating that you would find that through those incidents, and that also must have been quite a major breakthrough.
It's a huge breakthrough. The company Zeltiq took 7 years to establish this. It came from Harvard University, and after 7 years and many millions of dollars of research, it was proven to be the case, and the actual temperature to which the skin needed to be taken was determined. So what I mean by that is one wants to cool the skin down to a certain level and not hurt the skin at all, but still hurt the fat. And there is this point where the skin, like I say, is preserved. The skin is fine. It's healthy. I've had it done to myself. And the fat suffers this injury, and actually it leaves over the course of 2 to 3 months after the exposure.
Well, it's certainly non-invasive by all definitions, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's true. You come in, and we call it freezing the fat. We come in, and we have freeze the fat time. It takes about 1 hour for each area. So we have six machines. I started in 2009 and now have accumulated six machines because it's so successful. And oftentimes, people have two machines going at the same time. For instance, on myself, I had my love handles done, and two machines ran for 1 hour each, and one later, I was done and went right about my business.
So, Dr. Stevens, tell me just a little bit more. I am assuming this procedure is not designed for someone who needs to lose a great deal of weight.
This is not something that's intended for weight loss or obesity management. This is for people who are at or near their ideal weight, or people that may be a little pudgy. Lately, in the last 2 years, we've designed a new approach to people that are just a little bit heavy, and I'll get back to that in a moment. But in terms of the areas that we treat, initially we were treating the tummy and the abdomen, and then the love handles or muffin top area of the female, and the love handles of the male. But then we expanded it, and now we're doing the back and the bra fat area, as well as the inner thighs, the arms, and even in some cases, the outer thighs. I mentioned that we've expanded the audience of who we're doing. We initially did people that are at or near their ideal weight, but recently we have a new concept called treatment to transformation, in which we treat people twice, a minimum of twice. We bring them in first for debulking, and we use large applicators, and we're debulking the fat. And then we bring them back a month or two later, and we then do the sculpting. So we might even use five cycles in one setting and then do five cycles in another setting. So a person could be there actually 2 to 3 hours, depending on how many machines you have running at the same time. And this has allowed us to get liposuction-like results for people who, frankly, are a little heavier than they should be, and they want to thin down, and say it's especially effective around the abdomen.
And also, it sounds like one of the great advantages of this cool sculpting is you don't have to go under the knife.
Well, and more reasons than that. First of all, it's much cheaper than surgery, and I would say it could be as cheap as $750 for one treatment. But more important than that, there's no recovery period. The patient doesn't lose any time from work whatsoever. So since there's no cutting and since there's no anesthesia, there's no loss of income from their job and so forth.
Now, you're not going to see the results immediately, it sounds like. Maybe you can just tell us a little bit about what the expectations might be.
You'll see the results in no longer than 3 months, and as soon as 1 month. So we tell people between 2 and 3 months, you'll see the results.
Dr. Stevens, I know you have to run. You're speaking to us while you're attending a leadership conference in Dallas, so I want to let you go and thank you for squeezing in the time. Again, this is called Cool Sculpting. You can get more information at his website, marinaplasticsurgery.com.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.